It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone today, I've got Dr. Ashley Yauger. She is with the USU Extension, and we've got International Overdose Awareness Day coming up on August 31st, and they've got a great event out at the Huntington State Park. The first 100 people will have dinner and get a swag bag. There'll be all kinds of information. There'll be groups there that'll be doing some training and talking about different things. And this is really just trying to get everybody together to bring people together and talk about this International Overdose Awareness Day. Dr. Yauger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's dive into this. Once again, it's going to be August 31st from 6 to about 8:15 at Huntington State Park. And you've got a lot of great training that's going to go on, a lot of people coming in, talking about different things. And as I mentioned, the first 100 people there will receive a free meal and a swag bag. And, you know, we were talking before we came on the air, and this isn't something that we like to talk about, but it's something that needs to be talked about, especially here in our area. And you were mentioning something about we were one of the highest areas in the state for this. Is that what it was?
Yeah, Carbon and Emory counties actually have been leading the state of Utah for the past several years in opioid and substance overdoses. So we thought it was just really important to bring this awareness event called A Light to Remember, to not only remember those that we have lost and do a tribute to them and inspire hope for people who are in recovery and family members, and provide resources and support to everyone. Because as we were talking about before we came on, stigma is such a big problem and keeps these situations and people who need help in the dark. And we need to shine a light on that.
And that's another thing that's going to go on too. According to this, there will be a luminary tribute to remember those who we've lost to substance overdose and recognize those in recovery. And that's another great thing, too, that you said, is because the education portion of this in our area is kind of working, isn't it?
Yeah, we are going to be doing a naloxone training, and we are reducing the overdoses in our areas. The numbers are going down, which is really hopeful. And knowing how to use naloxone and what naloxone is can really help save a life and continue to improve our area and save people, which is exactly what all of us are wanting. We, our loved ones, our family members, friends, our community. It's for everyone.
And once again, you know, what kinds of things are you guys going to be talking about? You mentioned the naloxone training. Will you be doing that there? And will there be other kind of people that'll be there talking about what they do and those kinds of things?
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to, the event starts right at 6 p.m. and we'll have food available from getting our smoke on, food truck, and then we'll do a naloxone training. The USARA folks will be doing that at 6:30, and we'll have free naloxone kits for anybody that wants to take one home with them. And you know, you never know when you're going to need to save a life or need naloxone on you. We'll also have that luminary lighting ceremony at 7:30 and a moment of silence just as a remembrance at 8 o'clock before the event concludes. We also are really excited to have some background music and lots of our local treatment, recovery, and other people who are involved in this cause will be there to provide education and support for everybody.
And the other thing we were talking about when you mentioned stigma is the fact that, you know, we talk about mental health that way, and we need to start talking about, you know, substance abuse that way as well. Until we can talk about it like we talk about someone with cancer or with high blood pressure or diabetes or anything like that, that is when we will start making the big progress, right? That's what needs to happen, is this needs to get out. People need to talk about these things.
Exactly, yeah. And substance use disorder is a, you know, health condition, just like diabetes, like cancer. There are treatments, there are effective treatments that really work, and people can benefit from them. And some people can, you know, it looks different for everybody. Some people will have their path to recovery with peer support groups. Some people might have their path with medication-assisted treatment for opioid use disorder. There's so many different ways of finding that path. So this is another event that can help shine a light on that as well.
I'm just going to kind of run down some of the presenters here and the instructors, and I'm assuming, you know, most of them or some of them are pretty much sponsors of the event as well. It looks like you've got Carbon and Emory Opioid and Substance Use Coalition, USU Extension, The Heart Initiative, Castleview Hospital, Step One Services, Carbon Medical Service, USARA, Care Coalition, Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, the Utah Rural Opioid Healthcare Consortium, and SUU. So you're pulling in a lot of people to make this happen, aren't you?
Yes, we are, and the Southeast Utah Health Department, and so many great partners coming together to make this possible.
And once again, so if people, this is a, we talked about that before we came on as well, is, you know, how great is it that, you know, this is just something that, you know, just show up, just go. You don't need to pre-register, you don't need anything like that. You're going to be outside, fresh air, and just go and learn all that you can about this. You did, however, kind of say there is a way to somewhat RSVP on the Facebook page?
Yes, it would be great. We don't have to have registrants, but it would be really lovely if people could go to the Facebook event or go to our website and click on the Facebook event. Let us know that you're interested so that we are ready and know about how many people to expect. We also have more information on the Facebook event and our website, the extension.usu.edu/heart/A Light to Remember. And we have more information about rides and transportation, which we're very thrilled to have transportation from both Price and Castledale. So people who are wanting to attend and might not have the transportation to and from, we actually took care of that for people. It's on a first-come, first-serve basis. So if people want a ride from Price or Castledale, there's more information on our website to see exactly where that's coming from. So the first one is at the Four Corners Community Building in Price, and then also from Castledale at Stewart's Market with a pickup at 5:30 for both of those. So if anybody needs a ride over to Huntington State Park, join us. And on that first-come, first-serve basis, we hope we can get as many people there as possible and remember and shine a light together.
All right. So once again, if you want extra information, probably the easiest thing to do is just go to the extensions page. The easiest way to get there, extension.usu.edu, and then find the Price office and just follow it all the way through. It's very easy to find. I found it just this morning. It's right there, and you can follow to the Facebook link and get everything squared away that way. Dr. Yauger, thank you so much for taking out the time, and thank you so much for doing these events and things like this. This is going to go a long way to get us to where we need to be as far as this goes.
Thank you so much. I hope to see everyone there.
All right. Once again, that's Dr. Ashley Yauger with USU Extension here in Price. A Light to Remember. It's International Overdose Awareness Day, and it's going to be, they're going to have an event on August 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. out at Huntington State Park. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.